Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Let me turn my phone off.
Oh yeah, I should probably do that.
Oh my god. Listen, we've been in some holes, but this is a big fucking hole. Is there someone laughing in the background?
No, that's just me. That's me just going insane.
I can hear someone in the background.
Okay, ready?
No. You?
No, not at all. Okay, let's go.
This is the Scummy Mummies podcast.
Hello, I'm Ellie Gibson.
Hi, I'm Helen Thorne.
And welcome, everyone, to what was supposed to be our celebratory 200th episode.
Yay! Hooray! That's right, Ellie. We've been doing the podcast for nearly 8 years. And, you know, we have so much to celebrate and we've achieved so much. But what better way to do it than on a Zoom from me in hospital, and I haven't slept for about 6 days. We don't have a guest, and no. I haven't had a shower for a week, so I'm feeling gross. Anyway, how are you, Ellie?
Yeah.
Happy anniversary!
Oh, I'm great, actually. I've just been for a run. Anyway, let's not make it about me. Do you know, Helen Thorne? Do you know, funnily enough, it's in the diary. We're recording this on Tuesday the 30th of March, and this Saturday the 3rd of April will mark 8 years since the night we met. 8 years.
Oh my God!
Yes. So how fitting that after those 8 years, one of us should end up in hospital. We all knew it was coming to this at some point.
I know. It was all going to fall apart. It's too good to be true. That's the thing, Ellie.
It can't
all be good all the time, as I know.
Exactly. Well, got more than most. So let's explain. Should we just explain to everyone, full disclosure, what's going on?
Yeah.
Should we just explain?
Okay.
So basically, yes, Helen and I, we've been together for 8 years. We've been doing this podcast for 8 years. This was our 200th episode and we had all sorts of things planned. We had like a special guest and we were going to have like fizz while we recorded and we were going to have lols and we had a lucrative advertising deal lined up, all of that. But then as life does, sometimes it all went a bit tits up, didn't it, mate?
Yeah. So last Monday my daughter started being sick and she hasn't stopped being sick for nearly 9 days. So I've been in the lovely King's College Hospital, which Ellie knows very well because you spent six weeks here with your beautiful baby. So I've been lying on a camp bed for the last 5-6 days while my daughter gets fed by a drip and we hope that she will be well. So less champagne, more Matilda spewing and weeing in cardboard boxes so the doctors can measure them. That's what we've been doing, haven't we, darling?
I mean, sounds like a good night out for you and me in normal times.
Just weeing into random things. That's what we like to do. So, but you know, I was thinking about this today and I thought, God, the things that we've had to do in the last 8 years, or the places we've had to wee, I mean, more importantly, but, you know, we've got through your beautiful premature baby boy, Joe, who's now, you know, more than fine, absolutely thriving. We've got through a divorce. I was here having my appendix taken out. We've done lots of things, really. Just basically tarts for attention, I would say.
Yes, you know, we've survived. We've been in some holes, and this is a massive hole. But here we are. So I mean, how is Matilda? How is she doing?
Well, at the moment, she's lying next to me in a hospital bed. She's got a drip in her arm. She's had five different cannulas. She's like a little human pincushion at the moment. They keep putting lots of medicine into her. But she's got a tummy virus that means that she can't even hold water down, which is a bit of a worry when you can't eat or drink, because that's kind of important for living. We've tried all sorts of things. We tried some sweeties yesterday, didn't we, darling? Watermelon, nothing sort of works. So we're going to see some surgeons today, and hopefully they'll work out what's going on. But we watched two lots of Bridget Jones' Diary. Hasn't aged well, Ellie.
Really?
It's a great
film. What do you mean, like, in terms of the politics or...?
Yeah, just it's a bit fatphobic. It's a bit inappropriate. They keep saying poof all the time. Anyway, we've been having a lovely time, and we've watched lots of Parks and Recreation, and I've just tried to stay positive and think of it as a sleepover. And very strong branch of M&S, so I've been enjoying a variety of salads. And
in there with my premature baby, there weren't an M&S when I was in there. You've got it easy. There weren't no M&S. There was a shit Costa, and we were grateful.
It's a true story.
I know. I've basically emptied all my bank account into that Costa as well, because the Costa's open 24/7, so that's very good.
Yeah. There's a reason it's called Costa. It's not called cheaper, is it? It's not called bloody Economica. It's Costa.
No.
Costa Lotta, it's short for. Exactly. Costa Lotta Money.
It is. I know. This latte cost me £17. It's outrageous.
Fucking London prices. To anyone who's listening who maybe doesn't know us very well, I really hope that no one's listening. Like, I really hope that someone's just tuned in. This is the first Scummy Mummies podcast they've listened to, because I'm like, what is wrong with these women?
Why? Why? You're just a fucking disaster zone.
Just mess. If you were wondering why we are laughing in what is obviously a very serious situation, Helen's daughter is in hospital, and we are very sad about that, just to make it clear. But what do we always say, Helen? What is it? If you don't laugh,
you cry. And so exactly right, Ellie. I'm just trying to stay as positive as possible, because I thought there's no point to being really cross and frustrated or sad about it, because I'm trying to just find the lovely thing is that I get to sleep next to my daughter every night. Last night we were listening to Amy Poehler's autobiography together. I'm just trying to say, we're having this lovely sort of extra bonus mum and daughter time, bit of one-on-one time. And you know, I don't have to do any cleaning, which you know I'm not very good at, Ellie. Someone comes in and cleans the room every day. That's lovely.
I was going to say, that hospital's cleaner than your house will ever be. So that's
I know.
Nice.
My fucking M&S salad off the floor, and I probably don't care. And I've had a couple of Corona tests. I'm Corona free, Ellie. You'd be surprised. It's amazing.
Wonderful.
So yeah, I'm just trying to. I know. So yeah,
I'm not Corona free. I had four beers for breakfast, but
needs must, babes. Needs must. How are you, Ellie, anyway? You're the one at home. I know what it's like. Yeah.
I'm fine. I'm just worried about you and Matilda. But yes, and I understand what you're saying about, you know, staying positive and all of that. And that's, I support that fully. But we know, Helen, because we've got history, you don't have to be positive and jolly and say everything's all right all the time. Just reminding you what your own therapist said to you. It's not even me pretending to be a therapist. Someone has previously said this to you, Helen. It's okay to be angry. It's okay to be upset. It's okay to be miserable. It's okay to be like, this is really fucking hard and shit. I'm just putting that on the table, babes. I'm just putting it on the table like a good friend.
Thank you, Ellie. And I haven't had to pay you £100 to tell me this.
Exactly, mate. Fucking absolutely tax-free advice. There you go.
Oh, I knew there was a reason we were still friends.
Oh, love.
Free advice that you're giving me. Yeah, look, it is, you know, it's not fun. But it's one of those things that, you know, life just throws shit at you all the time. And you've just got to, it's amazing how you just get up the next day, isn't it? Where you think, and when you see other parents go through this, you're like, how do they do that? But you do as a parent. And I think there's so much I've learned from interviewing all these people in the last 8 years is the resilience and the coping mechanisms that we all have, even though we don't think we can get through all the hard shit. And and having a good laugh. And, you know, I just, oh God, I feel lucky that you and I live in where we do, and we have this amazing hospital next to us as well. So that's good. But it's sort of nice. And you probably knew that when you had Joe here when he was little. And that's just the knowing, you just need a couple of knowing looks from parents when you're walking up and down the corridors in the middle of the night. And yeah, I do have to apologize though to the nurses, because I'm eating a lot of salads because I thought, no, I've got to be good. But, you know, quite fibrous.
What? You don't have to be good now. Fuck it, mate. Now it's Mars bar o'clock. Now it's like, Jesus, Chardonnay for breakfast. Now is not the time to go on a fucking healthy eating binge.
Oh, my God, Ellie, they do not sell many wines at this M&S. That is one thing I'll have to put in a little complaint about. I can't imagine why they don't sell alcohol in a hospital.
Oh, you can at least get fags, can't you? Can you get fags?
Sadly not. I know this is a thing. I mean, this is the other thing I'm trying to be positive about. I haven't had a cigarette in 6 days or wine.
Well done. And I'm taking the piss about the salads. But fuck it, you're right. You know, look after yourself. I'm taking the piss, but obviously I fully support your new healthy eating insanity. Good for you. Good for you.
Oh my God, I should just be eating crunchy bars. But yeah, because I'm eating lots of fibrous things, of course I'm really tooting. And there's no windows aren't open in this tiny little room. Oh, and so often I'll like horse out a really massive fart and fill the room with terrible smells. And that's when the nurses come. It's almost like when you light a cigarette for a bath. As soon as I stink out the room, they're like, just like this cloud of fucking, farty smells. Anyway, so sorry, the kind nurses of the NHS. The good thing about nurses is that they've seen and smelt worse. No excuses.
Some of them have dealt worse. I've known Nurse Jessie for 43 years. You think she's never done a stinky fart? My God. She eats a lot of legumes.
She does. She likes a lot of hummus.
Oh goodness!
But yeah,
so yeah.
Should we go back in time a bit? I mean, I kept thinking about this too. We've been thinking about this 200th episode for so long. I was like, it's going to be like, you know, walking through time, all that sort of thing.
Yeah, we have been talking about this 200th episode. Like, who should we get? Like, for literally probably years. Actually, like, I remember at one point we were like, should we just do it ourselves, just the two of us? And then we were like, no, let's get a guest. It'll be really fun. And then like here we are. It's all fucked. But we thought, I do just want to explain that we were talking about it and we nearly just cancelled it. And then we were like, well, look, we're going to have a chat today. I was going to ring you today anyway. You know, I rang you yesterday. And talk anyway. And we were like, and I was like, well, why don't we just have that chat and just put it on the internet? Because that is how the podcast started. People always ask us that, and that's what we always say, isn't it, that we met doing comedy and we used to meet up and have chats, and I was gonna say like this, but not like this, with one of us in hospital talking about Costa. That's weird. But we used to chat and make each other laugh, and that was the whole idea of the podcast, of why don't we just record it and put it on the internet. And at no point when we had that conversation did I think, and then we'll do that for 8 years. At no point did I think that. Did you?
Not at all. And it was such a on a whim thing. It was just like you emailed me in the June and going, I've got this idea. I think it should be called Scummy Mummies. Should we just, I've got some gear. Someone knows something about podcasts at my work because you were doing all your video game stuff. And then it just kept going and going and going. It's ridiculous. 8 years, man. And no one said stop, which is nice. I mean, if they did, we'd tell them to fuck off anyway. But
that's the thing. But that's what I like about podcasts. It's not like radio or television. No one can stop you. I did 3 series of a television show on Dave, and then someone went, that's the end. And I went, that's the end. Oh. No one can ever say that to us, mate. We just keep going.
No.
I'm trying to find the original... I'm trying to find the original email I sent you, but I don't think I have it, because I think it was on...
I think I've got it somewhere. Let me have a quick look. It's in me. When I had a Hotmail account back in the day, I have found the email. Let me forward it to you.
Okay, here we go. Saturday the 29th of June, 2013. Subject, idea, !! See, even though I didn't know you that well at that point, I knew you responded to !! Hey, Helen, how are you? I hope I've got your email address right, !! So I've had this idea. I thought I'd run it by you, see what you think. Yeah, that's how ideas work. The idea is to do a podcast for parents, the ones like us who are sort of muddling along and not always perfect, but doing our best. I feel like being a mum is such a big part of my life, but I don't usually feel like writing stand-up about it because A, stand-up is a break from being a mum. This is me just explaining to you my whole motivation. You don't need to know this. Blah, 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 blah. But I quite fancy doing a podcast as an outlet for discussing it and hopefully being funny about it. That's real optimism, isn't it? That's real British hopefully being funny.
It.
I'm not promising you anything. Also, I think there's an audience. I think there's an audience for it. I think there is, past Ellie Gibson. I think, Ellie Gibson 2013, you are right. Well done, love. I'm just going to message myself in the past now. I listen to podcasts, blah, blah, blah. I can't see any on iTunes. I don't think there's one out there. I would really love to co-host this podcast with you, mainly because you're hilarious, obviously. But also, I think it would be a good way for us to try working together and bouncing ideas off each other. Now, let me just translate that. What I meant was, I'd really like an excuse to get pissed with you on a regular basis. But that's how I phrased it, because I didn't know you that well. So that's fine.
Yes.
Blah, blah, blah. I'll do the editing and publishing. I've recorded podcasts before, but not published them. But really, how hard can it be? Tell you how hard it was. I had to get my mate John Hamblin to help me. Anyway.
I remember that well. You're like, Charlie's done a lot of iPad in the last 2 days. I remember that email going, I'm working on it.
Here comes to me. Here are some rough ideas, just ideas, totally open to dumping them. Title, this is the moment. You ready? How about calling it Scummy Mummies? How about calling it that, mate? How about that? Needs a subtitle too. Something like Scummy Mummies, the podcast for less than perfect parents.
And that's it, man. Wow.
That's it, man. And then I talk about the length, frequency. Yep. And then I'm like, should we put it on social media? What a brilliant idea. That was worth typing out.
oh my God, this email is so long.
It's so long.
It's amazing.
I won't read it all out, but it goes on. Then I've got some suggestions for we should do heated debate. We should do current affairs. Problems, book reviews. I don't think we did hardly any. Scummy confessions, they've stuck around. I think I will go ahead. This is the conclusion. We're finally reaching a peak. I think I will go ahead and do this podcast, even if I have to do it without you. That's nice. But, no, wait for it though. But I'd much, much rather do it with you because I think it will be so much better with your input. And basically because it would just be a laugh. Quite understand if you'd rather not though. What do you think? Lots of love, Ellie. Oh,
Ellie,
so what did you reply?
What did I reply? Oh, I don't think I've got it. That's weird.
And then attached to that, there's another email you sent me in November 2013, so 5 months later. And you've written, hi, love, just found this email for nostalgia, but it was only at the end of June. Look what has happened in such a short time span. Well done, you and your brilliant brain. So, yes, a lot must have happened in 5 months. I don't really remember.
Yeah, so because we did our first two live shows on the 7th and the 9th of November. So we just sold out our first show. So you had come up with the podcast idea. I think it must have been July or August when we found out about the amazing Lewisham Fringe Festival, and then I said, why don't we do, I should find that email, why don't we do a live show? And then we did, and we sold out in that amazingly huge theatre of 42 seats. So I think that's why I must have thought, oh, look what we've done even in 5 months is that we've released this podcast. And I think we'd even had a really fantastic review in the Telegraph saying this is a fantastic parenting podcasts. So that was really, really surprising. And we and what was really great is that was, there was nothing out there and people kept responding to it. And there weren't that many podcasts either, were there?
No.
Podcasting wasn't a thing.
No. So I think we did get lucky in a lot of ways by getting in when we did. Now here we are. And as you say, we've lived through the invention of Instagram, premature babies, divorce, appendicitis, and now, now here we are.
Oh,
back
and
in
Corona.
I forgot about the global project. Brexit, Trump.
Brexit, yes. David Cameron, Boris.
Yeah. I mean, in the words of Destiny's Child, my father's opinions, we are survivors. We're not going to compromise on our Christianity. I mean, I don't have any, but if I did, I wouldn't compromise on it. I'm just saying.
Just be you, Ellie. Just always be you.
Well, be Beyonce. That's what I'm saying. Don't want to be me.
Oh, my God.
I'd settle for being Kelly or Michelle at this point. That's how desperate I am.
Oh, but, absolutely. I'd be in the Pussycat Dolls. But, yeah, no, we'd say...
What is it, the shirt singer, the blonde one? I'd just be one of the other ones. I'd take
Ashley?
Anything, really.
Ashley was in the Pussycat Dolls, wasn't she?
What's the one who was on MasterChef? I like her. She can make you a nice sandwich. Anyway, yeah. Good chat.
What a ride, man.
What a ride. Thank you very much for everything. Thank you for replying to that email with, I don't know what you wrote, but you must have said yes, obviously. Unless I'm still waiting for that reply and I just pushed ahead anyway, which does sound like the sort of thing I would do.
Well, you know, I can't say no.
No, you can't say no.
No, I can't.
Especially, you've got better at it, mate, but you couldn't in 2013.
Oh, absolutely. I'm getting better, and my therapist said I can just say it 20 times a day into the mirror now. I'm getting there.
Listen,
getting you there.
You can say it 40 times a day to me, and again, I won't charge you. Just saying. it's not the candy,
oh
man. No, but thank you for exactly. Thank you for saying yes, and thank you for, you know, being here for all this time, and here we are. Thank you for doing this, even though you're in bloody hospital. I don't want to get
thank you
emotional, but
no,
thanks
no,
for
no, 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 thank you for just having this a brilliant idea, and it's just been a joy. And look, do you know what I think is lovely is that even though we have all these listeners and you're listening to this now wherever you are in the world, I would still be doing it if it was just you and me, because it's just so much fun, and I've loved every minute of it, and I'm sorry that I broke your toilet seat, and I'm sorry that I fell asleep on your couch, but I'm not sorry for all the naughtiness as well. I love that we're naughty together, and
I'm not sorry for anything.
No. Good. Oh my God, it's just been so much fun, and I've loved all the people that we've got to meet, and all the wine that we've got to drink. We really need to stock up on the wine. How's your wine reserves going, actually, Ellie? Because I haven't been to your house for a while.
Oh, pretty good, because me and Pete keep ordering crates of it from Lafewaite's and not telling each other, and then it just arrives and it's just buckets of it lying around. It's piling up in the garden, to be honest. I've got to do something about it. We have had some amazing guests, and I love that we've had a mix. We've had like hilariously famous people, and then we've just said our mates, and we've just said, you know, thank you to everybody who's given up their time to come on the podcast. But most of all, you know, thank you to everyone who's listened. And I know there'll be people listening to this who've listened to all 200 episodes. And
yeah, there are.
I salute you, and we're so grateful. Thank you so much for everything.
Yes, I know. It's just a joy to share this with you guys out there. And then when you meet people who've listened to the podcast, it's nice when you say, I feel like you're my friend. And I go, that's really nice. And then I say, stop touching me. our fans are absolutely awesome. And it's, it's a joy to share this whole crazy adventure. And there's my daughter just coughing in the background just to remind us where we are. It's just been lovely. Oh, Ellie, we should.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey.
If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Have a scummy mummy confession. I've got one. Matilda, can I tell one from you the other day? So, as everyone knows who's been listening to the podcast, I've been doing some dating. And Matilda kindly asked the other day, Mummy, when you've been on a date, have you done some kissing? And I said, yes, I've done some kissing. And she thought about it for a while. And then she said, oh, I understand now, Mummy. You're a motherfucker.
Oh, bless her.
Oh, thank you, Matilda.
She's a treasure. She's an absolute treasure. So I, as you know, Helen, because I like to talk about it, which I'm sure you really enjoy, I'm a Twitch streamer now. So if you don't know what Twitch is, it sounds insane because it is. But basically, a few times a week, I go on the internet, I play video games live on the internet, and people miraculously come along and watch me and they comment in the chat. And I've got some like good friends of it. It's really fun. I've got a little gang now. I love it. twitch.tv/Ellie Gibson Games if you give a shit. You probably don't. Don't worry about it. But the point is, so I do it live on the internet. So the other day, one of my sons came in and they know they're not allowed to be on camera, but he's allowed to. It was just a little kids game. So he was like in the room next to my desk and he was just chatting away live on stream. And he's like, mummy, look at this. And I was like, what, mate? And I looked down and there's a little damp patch on his pyjama bottoms. And I was like, what's that? And he goes, I was playing Fortnite and I was enjoying it so much. I forgot to go to the toilet and I've done a little bit of a win. And I was like, oh.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, and now you've just told the internet that. And all the people in the chat were going, oh, and like, they were really sweet. They're going, oh, don't worry, mate. It happens to us all. I was like, does it? I don't know. I remember to go to the toilet. He thought it was hilarious. That feels about right, doesn't it?
That feels like swearing and pissing ourselves. That's our level, really. So, not much has changed, really, in 8 years, Ellie.
Let's make a plan, because I'm very into making plans at the moment. It's what keeps me sane. Let's make a plan. We will have our special guest on. We will do a 200th episode celebration party episode. It just might be number 207 or number 249. We just don't know.
We're not into rules, Ellie. We make our own rules, because now we can actually hang out 2 meters apart in your back garden.
Exactly.
We could do a little live as well. We could do a little toast to 200 episodes when I'm finally out of hospital. Because I will be drinking a lot of wine when I get out of here.
Yes.
In the meantime,
let's hang on in there. And I know you're in the shit and I'm really sorry you're in the shit and it sounds really fucking hard and shit. Yeah. I know you'll get through it because I know how strong you are. I know Matilda will get through it because she's amazing as well and because she's got you. So she's going to be all right. And I love you both.
Oh, I love you too, darling. Thank you.
Oh, there we go. There we are. Through about a little bit. nearly made it.
Just a little tiny cry. Thank you, darling.
It's good that you're wiping your eyes, because I was watching a YouTube interview with a convicted murderer the other day, and a psychologist pointed out that people who don't wipe their tears away, it's because they want you to see them cry, so they affect emotion. So I like that you're wiping your tears away, mate. That's a nice way to end, isn't it?
I love it when you compare me to convicted murderers.
No, I'm saying you're not a murderer. That's what I'm saying.
No, I'm better than that. That's good. Yeah.
You've not popped your wife in the sea. We know that now. So that's good.
This is the thing about our podcast. They learn things from us. They do.
I mean, they don't want to, but they do.
Oh, my God. Seriously. Oh, well, my love.
Lots of love to everyone who's listening. We really appreciate it. And we also really appreciate all your messages and, all your support.
Everyone's very concerned and lovely. So, yeah, hopefully we'll be out of here soon. And then, of course, the weather is nice in London, because that's what happens when you have to be inside. The weather is absolutely glorious. So we'll be out frolicking in the field soon.
I hope so. Sounds like you've got nurses coming in. Right, I'm going to go.
Yes, I do have nurses. All right, okay.
I love you. Love. Stay safe.
I love you.
Bye. Listen, stop laughing hysterically. Your child's in hospital. People will think you've fucking lost it.
I'll be fucking locked up by the end of it. Yeah. Lock her up.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.